This is Amanda Kuhnert for Stowe Speaks Oral History Project. The following interview took place on Thursday, March 17th, 2011, with Mr. Morris Pike in his apartment at Wake Robin in Shelburne, Vermont. Mr. Pike is the brother of Merton Pike, who also has taken part in the Stowe Speaks project. Mr. Pike spent his growing up years in Stowe on Keewaydin Farm, which was owned by his parents, Carol and Ruth Pike. They purchased the farm in 1921, which is located at 1364 Waterbury Stowe Road. If we could just begin today, if you could tell me your name and when and where you were born.
Okay. Morris. I'm Morris Pike, and I was actually born in Burlington, the old Mary Fletcher Hospital, in the old building that is still there. And my parents were living in Stowe on the farm, and this was the spring after the big flood of 27. And so the story is that the roads in Bolton were still filled with mud, and there were farmers with horses that were pulling the cars through Bolton Flats to get on to Burlington. And so I was pulled in vitro through the mud to get to the hospital in time.
So what month was this?
May in 28.
May 28, so it was mud season,
yep.
And things just were still a mess.
Well, the flood had just left mud all over that area.
So speaking of the flood, obviously you weren't here during the flood.
But no.
What stories do you recall your family sharing about?
Well, first of all, the electric railway that went right by our house could not operate for a number of weeks. And so that freight coming in or things like that could not come back and forth. And same time, it took a long time to get the roads open. Somehow, the families that were totally flooded out in Waterbury were being housed in various communities, and a family from Waterbury came and lived with us, or with my parents and brothers, for several months until they could get back into their home. And my mother had these horrendous stories about these unkempt children and irresponsible mother. They didn't like the food that was being served them and things like this.
Yeah.
And
Wow.
So there's a letter that my aunt, my mother's sister, wrote to her from Hartford, Connecticut, with probably a check in it for maybe $20 or $25 to help out with the feeding and caring of this family.
Oh my goodness, yeah. Do you have that letter?
I do.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm just going to make sure.